Let me talk a little bit about the SBAC, and I've been thinking about what I was going to say here for a while because it's an interesting time to be giving a speech. So folks say that politics is a contact sport, and having been in policy and politics for the last 14 years, I would say that's actually the case. And we know folks are passionate about what they believe in, and that that can cause spirited disagreements, sometimes too much so, in my humble opinion. And we know folks in the SBAC have differing political beliefs. However, we have built this organization on collaboration, on understanding, and having a shared vision of supporting the small business community. We're nonpartisan, and we stay laser focused on fighting for you, for small businesses, for entrepreneurs, and for those that support small businesses. And our approach has worked. Because by staying true to our mission, we have, drum roll please, we've lowered LLC fees in this state. We've passed legislation. Yeah, you know what? Every year when your annual renewal comes around, instead of $150, it's $75. It's $75. And that is a direct result of nonpartisan policy-driven advocacy. We've passed legislation focused on stabilizing the cost of health insurance. We champion PPP deductibility. We work with a strong coalition to enhance tax incentives for businesses that hire formerly incarcerated individuals. We eliminated the need for a business to hang a sign in front of their store to receive full city council approval. Beforehand, if you wanted to hang the simplest sign in Chicago, you had to have every city council member vote on your sign. We eliminated that. We made it easier for Chicago home-based businesses. We've passed legislation that should result in agencies more comprehensively analyzing the impact new regulations have on small businesses. We've increased transparency on government contracts, and we've got a lot more work to do on that. We've reduced vacancies in Chicago, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of the work that we've done.